So here are some random weight loss reminders for you because I know the end of the year is coming. You know that it is, and I know that you're thinking about New Year's resolutions, but I don't want you to. I want you to think about your New Year's goals instead. Stay tuned.
Hey everyone, this is a podcast about fitness and improving your life. We're going to offer the best tips to help you get to your goals. You know what, DJ? It's time to start the show. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's your host, Andrew Bustos with the Bustos Training Fitness Podcast. It's so great to see your smiling face. Whatever you're doing in the world, whatever is going on, I hope that you are crushing it. It is December. It is time for you to make a change right now before the new year. Do not wait. Do not wait. I'm talking to you. Please don't wait. Please do not wait until January 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th. Don't wait. So I want to talk about this. I want to talk about some weight loss reminders. That way you are reminded of whenever you start to yo-yo diet or you start a detox or you are starting the newest trend or whatever it may be. I just want to remind you of these things. I want to remind you that it really isn't that hard, that the things that I'm telling you, they're not hard to do. I was reminded of this the other day. And so Jerry Seinfeld, if you guys are familiar with Jerry Seinfeld, famous comic, one of the most rich men in the entire world. When he first started, he wanted to get better at comedy. He wanted to get better at stand-up. So what he did is he took out a 12-month. So every month he had a long calendar and he put it up on the wall. And so he had January, February, March, April, and so forth and so on. And what he did is he knew that every single day he would have to come up with some new material or a new joke or something. So he would mark it out. So he would literally put like January, February, March, April, May, June, all in a straight line. So he would do that all in a straight line down the wall. And his goal was to make a tree or like a, I guess you could say like a trail. So he'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever, however many days in each month, and he would just mark them out. And then he would take a line, he'd go through the X all the way through, all the way down to the bottom. So in the end, there'd be like a maze or a tree. So, or a branch, I guess you could say. So I thought about that and I was reading about that in one of our newsletters and I was like, man, that's pretty cool. That's so awesome that he did that because he knew day in and day out, if he didn't break that tree or he didn't break that line, then he was going to become a better comic. Because if you want to become a better comedian, you got to for sure practice, right? So the same thing goes with fitness. The same thing goes with weight loss. You have to for sure practice. You have to go through the motions even when you don't want to. You have to eat right. You have to go to bed earlier. You have to do all these things. But I want to remind you of these things. I want to remind you that you got to eat protein. You have to eat protein. You have to eat protein. I love meat. I love beef. I love pork. I love chicken. Anything with protein in it, I'm going to eat the crap out of it. And that's how I want you to start thinking. I'm not saying that you got to be paleo. I'm not saying you got to do Atkins. I didn't say that. I just said you got to eat protein. How much protein should you be eating? You got to shoot for what you want to weigh in grams. So if you want to weigh 140 pounds, guess what you want to do? You're going to have to shoot for 140 grams of protein per day. What if you don't make it? Then you don't make it. That simple. But you got to shoot for it. What if it's a lot, Andrew? It's not a lot. There's not a lot. That's not really not that much. If you actually wrote it down, and if you wanted it bad enough, you would do it, right? You would. So you want to hit at least 140 grams per day. If you want to weigh 140 pounds, it needs to be 140 grams of protein per day. What kind of types of sources? Like what I just mentioned earlier, lean beef, pork, chicken, fish, seafood, whatever. I don't care how you get it. You just got to get it. That number is so important. That number is a big, big number. I don't want you to complicate it. I just want you to get to it. I want you to strive to do it. Protein, notice it's the top of the list because if you're eating protein, you're gonna keep muscle on your body. The things I tell my kids all the time is you gotta make sure that you're intaking enough. Because if you're intaking enough protein, you're gonna keep muscle on your body, especially as kids, as they grow, because they're moving all the time, they're doing all sorts of things. I wanna keep muscle on them. As they get older, I want you to keep muscle on your body. Because you're gonna lose muscle as you get older. So the only way to keep it on your body is to strength train. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But it's to strength train and make sure that you're eating enough protein. Guess what? You don't have to do a lot of cardio. to lose weight. Did you know that? You don't have to do cardio at all. I had this conversation the other day with my 17-year-old daughter, and we were talking about it. We've been lifting weights together, and her heart rate has been going through the roof because I push her in our workouts. We push each other, and our heart rates are jumping. How I know this? Because we wear a heart rate monitor, and we want to stay anywhere from 60 to 90% of our maximum heart rate. We didn't do any cardio. We haven't done any cardio, and she has put muscle on her body, and I, so have I, because guess what we've done? We've ate protein. We're shedding body fat because we're strength training and we're eating lesser calories, right? That's all we're doing. We're not doing anything crazy. We're not jumping on the treadmill. We're not going for laps. We're not doing anything. We're just hitting the gym. We're just getting strong. The same thing goes for you. You don't have to get on the treadmill and run for an hour. You don't have to run 8 miles a week. You don't have to do that. You just need to understand that I'm reminding you that you just need to eat protein, eat less calories, and start getting strong. Look how simple that is. If you have no idea how to do that, then that's when you need to hire a trainer. That's when you need to hire a coach. That's when you need to hire somebody to kick your butt to keep you accountable. Because you're not going to do it on your own. You know that. You know you're not going to do it on your own. So you need to hire somebody. Here's the next one. You need to go to bed. You got to start sleeping, guys. You can't be staying up so late. And sometimes I can be bad about this too. I'm going to be honest with you. I can. Go to bed earlier. Your muscles are going to improve. Your hormone level is going to improve. Your stress level is going to go down because you just won't eat crap and everything's going to work because everything has to function based on how much sleep that you get. That's when all the magic happens. That's when everything happens, guys. So sleep well. Go to bed earlier. Go to bed. Drink plenty of water. Remember this, if you want to lose weight, you got to be drinking water because it's going to help you stay full. It's going to help you just internally. I can't tell you enough. When I drink plenty of water, I feel great. I feel so much better. I feel alive. I feel awake. The same thing goes for you. So make sure that you're intaking plenty of water. How much water should you intake? At least half your body weight. Let's make it this easy. So let's say you weigh 120 pounds. So I want to drink at least 60 ounces of water because that's half my body weight in ounces. Simple as that, okay? 200 pounds, half my body weight, at least 100 ounces. Can I do more? Yes, because if you're exercising, you need to be drinking water. You gotta be drinking water. Can I drink coffee still? Yes. Is it zero calorie? Yes. Can I still drink diet sodas? Yes, they're zero calories. If you notice, I don't make this very hard. You can lose weight if you drink zero calorie items, beverages. Do as much as you can to stay away from the alcohol, but I'm all about it in moderation. Just make sure that you track it and you know exactly how many calories that you're intaking. If you do that, you're gonna lose weight. Remember, it's a reminder. You don't need to be doing any carb cycling. You don't need to be doing any intermittent fasting. That's just a fancy word for not eating. You don't need to do any of those things. You don't to lose weight. Again, eat protein, drink plenty of water, go to bed earlier, do some strength training, get as strong as you possibly can. Go to bed, drink enough water, eat your veggies, your fruits. You know this already. You already know this. If you've been listening to me, you know this. You understand this. You know exactly what you need to be doing. And guess what? Like I said earlier, none of this works without you being in a calorie deficit. If you're not in a calorie deficit, you're not going anywhere. And if you're one of those ladies that's listening to this and you go, I've done everything correct. I've done it all. You haven't. We have worked with so many women in the 17 years. Kate and I have been doing this. The ones that are strict, the ones that are go-getters, the ones that put everything behind them and attack it are the ones that lose weight. Same thing with you guys. So don't bologna sauce me. Don't bologna sauce yourself either. You know what I'm talking about. Don't do that. Be strict. You don't have to do it forever, but be as strict as you possibly can if you have a goal. If you want to lose weight, you want to feel better, you want to look better in those clothes or look better out of your clothes. I don't know what it is for you. But whatever it is, you got to make sure that you're hitting all these things. And guess what? It's not that hard. You just got to be consistent. Like I said about Jerry Seinfeld, if he wants to become a better comedian, he knew that if he broke and he didn't do one of those days, then his tree or his I just think of a tree or like a line or like a I don't know, something. But if he breaks it, then he's not going to be as good as he wants to be. So don't break your habits. Keep them. You go to the gym 2-3 times a week, go to the gym 2-3 times a week. You work out at home, work out at home, but make sure it happens yearly. Make sure it happens daily. Make sure it happens all the time because you're more likely to make good choices. You just will. Just remember, these are just weight loss reminders for you to start now. Don't wait till the new year. Don't. If you have any questions, reach out. Go on Instagram, go on Facebook, we're everywhere, go on YouTube, wherever the heck, just ask questions. We're there to help you. I hope you enjoy this quick podcast because I want to just come to you. We'll do some more. We'll keep on. This has been going since 2017, and I'm not going to stop because I want to help you get to your goals. That's it. Well, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy this sick beat.
See you later.